Well, praise the Lord. Take your Bible and turn with us to the book of Genesis chapter 24. Genesis chapter 24. I want to continue preaching this morning what I started last week concerning the area or the issue of blessing and cursing. Amen. And hopefully that you heard and what I said last week on this subject and allowed that to set in your spirit enough that this week, maybe we were able to take some thought to what I said about this subject, and as you are about to declare or speak a negative word of some kind over a situation or a circumstance, over your job, over your family, over your money, or whatever the case was, that before you started to say that negative word, that the Holy Spirit prompted you and reminded you of this one thing that we said, that life and death are in the power of the tongue. And if we allow that negative comment, that negative word to proceed out of our mouth, that there's power that aligns itself to that. There's a spirit that will align itself to that, and it will go and produce seed that will ultimately bring about a harvest of something that we really don't want to see come to pass. Amen. So I hope and pray that the Holy Spirit has been dealing and working in your heart this week about that. Amen. Because I'm telling you, there's a real reality that if we would get in the habit of declaring blessings and not cursings over our lives and situations, I believe something awesome and amazing and positive could begin to take place in our lives. Amen. Remember what I said last week about this and going a little further into it. I told you that having a prayer life is important, and praying and spending time with God is important, and having that devotion to the Lord is necessary in our life. It's vital in our life, and I'll never negate that. And please don't ever think that I will ever tell you or anything that's contrary to that. But I am telling you this, that if you go to your Lord and Savior in prayer, and if you seek God in prayer and get right up from that prayer life or that prayer time and begin to declare words that contradict the very thing that you just asked God for in prayer, I truly believe that you have the ability to cut off that answer from coming and that miracle from being produced in your life simply because you prayed for it, you asked God for it, but then you got up and spoke something contrary to that very thing. Let me explain what I'm talking about that again for just a moment. If you get down there and you ask God to bless you with a new job or a better situation on the job, and you get up and you start telling people, I'm probably not going to get that promotion, or I'm probably not going to get that advance or something like that, I'm telling you, you're cutting yourself off. Because you just asked God for it, but then you spoke a word contradicting that. I'm telling you right now, there is power in the words that you say. Amen. And I know we need to get in the habit of declaring blessings over our life and not speaking curses. Amen. So this morning, I want to take this subject just a little further into this for a little while, and I want to talk to you this morning about blessing your family. Amen. Let me just ask you across the room today, how many by the uplift of a hand would say that you want God's best for your family? Let me see your hands. Amen. I think every one of us would say that if we had any sense at all, that we would want God's best for our family, for our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, our nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, mamas, daddies. We want God's best, amen, for them. But I want to tell you this morning, amen, that if we are going to see God's best, then we need to start declaring God's best over their lives. And I want to talk to you and show that to you in the Word of God. So let's read Genesis chapter 24. In verse 60, the Bible said, and they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, thou art our sister, be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them. Amen. And they blessed Rebekah. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you on today for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. I thank you for the Word of God. I thank you for the revelation of the Word of God and the truths that you have for us. And Father, I just ask you today to minister and touch us today, Lord, as we hear your Word. I pray, God, that it would become life to our souls. And God, that you would encourage us and bless us by the things that you say and do in our lives. Move across this place, touch us, bless us with a great altar service, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This is one of those passages of scriptures here in Genesis 24 that jumps out at you if you start to begin a study in the Bible concerning the issues of blessings and declaring blessings. And frankly, I'll be honest with you, as your pastor, I never put much thought into this until God began to deal with me about this message. But I want to talk to you about this for a moment. Let me explain the setting of the text for just a second here. The Bible says that when Abraham was growing old, that he became there and he spoke and realized that he needed to find a wife for his son Isaac. And so, in order to make sure that that happens, he sent his servant Eleazar to go to their homeland and find Isaac a wife. And he said, I want you to swear upon oath that you will not allow my son Isaac to marry one of these local Canaanite women, but I want you to go find somebody for him. So Eleazar loaded up and he went back to their homeland where they came from. The Bible tells us that when he arrived at a city called Nahor, that he stopped by a well and begin to pray that the Lord would show him favor and have the right woman come along. And the sign that he was asking for was that whoever the right lady was going to be, that she would offer water both to him and to his 10 camels. And sure enough, before he even finished his prayer, a beautiful young lady named Rebecca comes by and offers him and the camels water. And when she did this, the Bible tells us that Eleazar hit the ground and began to worship God because God had answered his prayer. I mean, the Lord had done it just exactly like Eleazar had asked the Lord to do. Amen. What a wonderful blessing of God. Well, when Rebecca offered to let Eleazar stay at her home with her and her family for the night, they loaded up and they went on back to the house. But when they arrived, Eleazar began to explain to Bethuel, who is her father, and Laban, who is her brother, about the mission that Abraham had sent him on. And he asked this question. He said, I just want to know if Rebecca can come back with me and become Isaac's wife. They said, well, here's the deal. It's up to her. If she's willing to go, then she can go. If not, she's staying here. And so they brought Rebecca in and they informed her of the situation and said, what do you want to do, Rebecca? And Rebecca said, I'll go with him. And so they packed her up along with her handmaid and began to send her on her way. But I want you to notice this in Scripture, that the Bible teaches us that as they were loading up and were preparing to leave, that before she left the yard, that daddy and brother gets over there and they do something extraordinary. The Bible says that they gathered around her and blessed her. It doesn't say they prayed for her. It says they blessed her. Let's read this again this morning. Chapter 24 and verse 60. And they blessed Rebecca. Amen. And said unto her, thou art our sister, be thou the mother of thousands of millions. And let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them. They knew she was about to leave home and live out the rest of her life. And they said, before you go, we need to declare a blessing over you. And that blessing was that you would become the mother of millions and that your seed would be strong and would conquer their enemies. And can I just tell you for a moment, church, in case you don't know, she later becomes the mother of two sons whose name was Esau and and Jacob. Jacob later on would become the father of 12 sons who would later become the 12 tribes of Israel. And the 12 tribes of Israel are the early descendants of the Jewish race and the nation of Israel that we now know. And it's because of this one simple blessing that thousands of years ago that daddy and brother spoke over her that day in the front yard of her home, that the nation of Israel today is safe and secure and cannot and will not ever be defeated or destroyed. I'm just here to tell you that's the power of a spoken blessing over your family and over your children, that even long after they are dead and gone, the blessing is still alive. It's still active and will be lasting forevermore. Can I help you and tell you there is power in a spoken blessing? Amen. So before we leave here today, we're going to do the very same thing, and I believe God will honor it. We're going to declare a blessing over our family members that are here, and we're going to override the power of the devil, every scheme of the enemy, and every plan that he would ever conjure up about your family. Can I tell you, we're going to bless them. We're not going to curse them. And because we'll follow the instructions of the Word of God, I believe this by faith, we are going to see generations after generations change for the glory of God. And the curse of the enemy that he wanted to place on their life will be broken, and the power of God will be manifested, because mamas and daddies in this room, amen, are going to declare over their children, you are blessed, you are highly favored, you're anointed to prosper, you're anointed to do good, the grace of God is upon your life, and everything you touch will be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you were to take the time to read the Bible from the book of Genesis on throughout scriptures and paid careful enough attention, you would see that there is great emphasis and importance placed on families speaking blessings over their children or other family members who are about to take on a new venture in life. We, as I showed you just now, we looked at that with Rebecca, how that her family blessed her when she went to meet Isaac. But we can go on from there. We can also read later about Jacob's deception to steal the blessing from Esau that his blind father would speak over him because of this reason. Here's why that was important. Because Jacob realized that the spoken blessing from his father would hold great weight and power supernaturally. They really believed that, amen, about their lives. You can also read later that Jacob in his old age began to speak blessings over his children and some of his grandchildren, which were not prophecies that he said about them, but they were declared blessings about everything that he wanted to see happen in their lives. And can I tell you, if you study the Word of God, everything that was spoken over them came to pass. And even in the book of Ruth, when Boaz was preparing to marry her, the Bible tells us that the elders and all the people around them said, "May the Lord make this woman who is coming into your home like Rachel and Leah, from whom all the nations of Israel descended. May you prosper in Ephrathah and be famous in Bethlehem. And may the Lord give you descendants by this young woman who will be like those of our ancestor Perez, the son of Tamar, and Judah." And in case you're wondering this morning if this blessing here was ever fulfilled, let me help you and tell you that 31 generations later, in the city of Bethlehem, a Savior was born, which was Christ the Lord. Amen. The very thing that they said that we're blessing over your life came to pass. Everything happened because 31 generations back there was a declared declared blessing that was spoken. Amen. And when it was spoken over their life, that blessing came to fruition. Can I just get somebody to say, Lord, I thank you. Amen. That you answered this prayer. Amen. That you the spoken blessing that was said. Amen. You caused it to come to pass. And glory to God, I'm telling you right now, there is still power in that. You may sit back and say, oh, but we live in such a wicked day and a wicked society. Amen. And the enemy is running rampant and doing the things that he's doing. I agree that all that's true. But I'll still tell you that in the supernatural anointing of the Holy Spirit, when you begin to call blessings down and speak blessings over your family, there's not a devil in hell that can break that, because God will move and God will honor it. There is supernatural power that happens when you bless them. Praise God. Oh, how different would this world be if we'd get back to speaking blessings over our children and grandchildren. If we could just get back to what they did in the Word of God and declare that the days ahead of them will be days of good and not of evil. Days of health and not days of sickness. Days of prosperity and not days of poverty. Days of joy and not days of sorrow. And that on not only our children, but our children's children would be blessed with days of favor and miracles, and that everything they put their hands to would be blessed as they grow to know God in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's be honest about it. We raise our kids now and we watch the way they go. If you bring them to church at all, amen, we just sit there and let them to go through the motions. Amen. Never taking that authority in Jesus' name. Amen. To be the spiritual heads of our homes and our families. And all of a sudden we just go through the religious mundane, and our children go out there and live lives, amen, sometimes very contrary to what we actually thought was going to happen, amen. But can I tell you, there's a real reality to this thing. There's a lot of parents that even sit there and the only thing they speak over their children are saying things that are negative and deathly. Let me explain what I'm talking about. There's people that have come and say about their kids, amen, so subtly, they'll say things like this: you'll never amount to nothing, you're always going to be good for nothing, you're never going to be able to do a good job, you're never going to be able to fully comprehend these things, you're probably never going to succeed at life, you're just going to be like the rest of us, poor, busted, and disgusted, living in poverty, and you might as well suck it up and believe it. But can I tell you this morning, it doesn't matter the life that you've lived, and it doesn't matter the life that your grandma and grandpa, mom and daddy lived. I believe this with all my heart. When you begin to speak out over your family and your children, that today's a brand new day. The generational curse of poverty is broken. The generational curse of living in despair is broken. Today I declare a blessing, that you are the head and not the tail, and you will walk in favor, and you will walk in prosperity, and everything you do will be blessed of God. Because today, as your mama, as your daddy, I'm declaring over your life the blessings of God, and the Lord is going to move, and the Lord is going to bless, and you're going to see him at work in your life, and the children that you bring forth in this world will also be recipients of that same blessing. And despite what the past has looked like, your future is great, and I declare it and I decree it. Come on, church. How many believe this morning that if we start to declare the very blessing of God over them, we could see a change happen and a world turned around for the glory of God? Hallelujah. Oh, I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. Praise God. I believe we could see change. I believe we could turn the tide of the culture. We could turn the tide of this country. I believe we could even turn the tide of the church if we just get back to blessing our families once again. Let's just be honest. Let's just look what's happening. Many of our children are growing up. They're becoming reprobate. They're becoming dysfunctional. Many of them can't get a job. Many of them don't even have a desire for a job. They're becoming hateful, demeaning, disrespectful, leaving the church, leaving God, getting hooked on every form of drug and alcohol you can imagine, and spiraling out of control. And the whole time we're sitting back there saying, well, I don't understand it. I raised them in church. Amen. They went to Sunday school. They sung Jesus Loves Me. They went to Bible school. They did all these types of things. Amen. I don't understand it. Could it possibly be that while they were not at church and they were sitting under your roof in your house, amen, could it possibly be in the fact that while they were there, amen, that all they ever heard said over their life was dysfunction, despair, and agony? I'm telling you, there's power to the fact that you look at them and you just speak life into their hearts and souls. I'm just going to tell you this. If you begin to create an atmosphere of life and stop creating an atmosphere fear of death, I believe it will change the life that they're living. Amen. I promise you this. You quit telling your babies that they're ugly. You quit telling it that they're never going to be anything good. Amen. And you start telling that young girl that she's beautiful. You start telling that young boy how handsome he is. You start telling them that they're going to succeed. They're going to get an education. They're going to do well. They're going to prosper in this life, and they'll take that and run with that. Amen. I promise you, this is not something fake and phony. There's power when you declare the blessing of God over them. But it ain't just in your children. You see, because here's the thing. There's a lot of folks wonder how come it is they can't get along with their husband. They can't get along with their wife. Can I tell you, there's a good possibility it just might be that because the whole time we're sitting there laying in the bed next to their husband or their wife, amen, sitting right there, the whole time we're doing that, and we look right there, and we can't ever speak anything good about them. We walk around and we tell people how they can't cook very well. They don't clean the house good enough. He ain't hardly ever wanting to work. He's just no lazy dog like his daddy was. Amen. They just go on and on and on about that. And those words get into the man's heart. They get into the wife's heart. And all of a sudden they've come to the realization, what's the point of even trying? Because no matter how hard I try, they can't speak anything good over my life. But I'm going to tell you this morning, I believe that there would be a great change happen if you start to look at your husband and say, husband, I love you and I bless you. That when you go to work today, you're going to be blessed beyond your wildest dreams. You're going to see miracles happen today on the job. You're going to see favor on the job. You're going to be blessed and you're going to do well. When you come home today, you're going to be a good daddy. And when you lay down at night, amen, you're going to be blessed with peace and rest. Hallelujah. Amen. Because God has blessed you, and I speak that over your life. Men, I'm telling you, you want to have a functional, good wife. Amen. And flow in the presence of God, you start telling her wife, I bless you in the name of Jesus. I bless you that as you're doing the work of a mother, as you're doing the work of a wife, that everything you do will be blessed. You're going to clean like you've never cleaned. You're going to do well. Everything you put your hands to is blessed of God. You're anointed. And if you're out there working, you're going to be blessed on the job as well. Amen. I'm just telling you keep talking death over your spouse and see if there's anything good come out of that. But you start declaring the blessing of God upon them, telling them, amen, I'm blessed just to have you in this house. Praise God. I'm telling you, there'll be a seed planted in their spirit, amen, that'll produce life. And buddy, I'm telling you right now, when life comes forth, it'll bring something glorious. Come on, church. I'm telling you right now, there's power and a spoken blessing over them. There's great power. There is great power that comes from that. Amen. I'm telling you, I believe we could see a mighty big change. People come in, they wonder why there ain't no peace in their house, why there ain't no joy in their house, why nobody wants to come around. Let me tell you something. Can I just say this even about your home? If you ain't got peace in your home, you can't have peace anywhere. That's your sanctuary. That's your refuge. That's your place to come home to. And you ought to have peace in your house. But a lot of people ain't had peace in their home in years. Ain't nothing really working right. People don't talk. People don't spend time together. They come in. The kids get on. They're doing what they're doing. Mom, dad goes and does what they're doing. We might meet up to grab something, amen, and take it to our rooms or take it to the living room for dinner. And everybody just goes on about their way. But there's no functionality going on. There's no peace. Everybody's arguing. Everybody's fussing. Nobody can get along. Kids can't get along with each other. Mom and dad arguing about everything. And you wonder, why is it we go to church, amen, and we sit on the pews together, but yet we don't have any peace in our home? Can I just stop and tell you, amen, it could be that maybe somebody, amen, needs to take this thing and say, hey, I can tell you what's going on right here. We need to bless this house. We need to bless one another. We need to bless this home and declare the goodness of God over that. Can I just stop and tell you, amen, God will move and God will bless and minister, glory to God, if we'll take authority and quit cursing what we have and bless it in Jesus' name. Praise God. Oh, there's great power, and there's great power, there's great power in a spoken blessing. Amen. There's great power in a spoken blessing. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 18, the Bible said, reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. I'm telling you right now, if we will begin to declare the blessings of God and quit declaring curses, quit telling everybody you can't make it, you might as well just give up on that class, because I'm telling you, it don't look like you're ever going to succeed. Why don't you turn that around and say, you know what? You're blessed. You can understand this. You can figure this out. You can do this. Instead of telling that spouse, amen, that they can't do, you might as well get you another job, because it don't look like you're going to be able to handle this one. Amen. Why don't you turn that around and say, you know what? When you go out there today and you try to sell something, amen, you're going to be blessed. Amen. If you're working on a car, you're going to understand how to fix it. Amen. If you're working on a factory, amen, you're going to understand how to do it. Whatever the case is, I'm just telling you, declare blessings instead of curses, and God will prosper in that. But let me close this morning, amen, by talking to you about blessings over your house. And I gave each of you a sheet that you have, the scriptures and blessings to speak over that. And let me go over this, and you do this with me. Blessings to speak in the bedroom. I speak blessings of rest and renewed energy, that as I rise in the morning, I will awaken with a fresh sense of the Father's presence and the strength that I need for the day ahead. Because Psalms chapter 4 and verse 8 said, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. Then you can walk into your bathroom. How many believes that you can bless your bathroom? Amen. The Bible said, I speak blessings of health, wholeness. Amen. This is the blessing rather to speak over that. I speak blessings of health, wholeness, healing, and freedom from sickness and disease, both in my life and in the life of all who live here. Exodus 15:26, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Amen. Then you go into your kitchen. You can declare this blessing there. I speak blessings of provision, that the Lord will continuously provide our daily bread and the sustenance necessary for everyday living. Because Exodus 23 and 25 said, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. How many will receive that this morning? Then you go into the living room. I speak blessings of peace, joy, and unity. And I declare that this will be a place of refuge, and that the presence of God will abide in this home. Joshua 24 and 15, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And then I challenge you to go into your doorway of your house. I speak protection to all those who leave this place and love to all who enter. And I declare that all who walk through this doorway will feel the presence of God and be forever changed by being here. Psalms 121 and verse 8, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Come on, church. Can we give the Lord a praise this morning? Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm telling you right now, begin to put blessings out in the atmosphere of your home, over your family and all that enter there. And I believe without a doubt, God will move on that and the Lord will bless. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, stand with me this morning.